Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. We're glad you're still joining us to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm Maria Wyer, your host, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. In case that you missed the first part of the show, you can always access it in our podcast at kxoradio.com.
We are pleased to welcome today Dr. Bessel van der Kolk, MD, author, teacher, researcher, clinician, helped develop the DSM PTSD criteria, among other kind of cool things. His most recent book is The Body Keeps Score, Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma, and number one on Amazon.com. Check it out. You know, it's interesting, Doctor, that trauma is a big deal here because of our immigrant population, because of our poverty. And we see some of the impacts bleed out in terms of you know, for one thing, the border rate of diabetes may be tied to trauma. Obesity may be tied to trauma. We have the third highest pregnancy rate of 58 California counties for teens.
And we were ranked, unfortunately, I just saw on the internet, it said what cities with the least educated, and we were number three.
Yes, 58% of our adult population did not graduate from high school. And one of our cities here, we shall not name them, has the highest per capita heroin use rate anywhere in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know,
have a trauma. See, drug abuse, the intravenous drug abuse and trauma are almost identical. You don't become a heroin abuser unless you try to abolish some horrible feeling you feel in your body. The Centers for Disease Control calculate that if you could do away with trauma, most IV drug abuse would disappear.
Wow.
So if you have somebody coming in for IV drug treatment, whether it's in the legal system or in alcohol and drug treatment, you almost always have a trauma story behind it. Is that fair?
Right.
Yeah.
You start off with a trauma story, and then, of course, a bunch of it. But drug addicts, it's trauma upon trauma. And then the heroin actually protects you, as it were, against feeling your trauma, because heroin shuts down all those brain systems of danger and fear, so the body feels safe. Even when you're beaten up and being raped, it doesn't register anymore. And so you stop learning from experience.
So it, in a way, it works to cope, but it creates a whole another set of terrible problems.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, like Scott said, we are our county. It's a border city. We have a lot of people that are immigrants. We have a lot of people that are here illegally. A lot of them come through Mexico. You know, they could be South American, but a lot of them come through the Mexico and through that train called the Beast. And we are hearing all these traumatic stories of what they had to go through to get across the border. You know, a lot of rape, assaults. A lot of people don't even make it. They get murdered, or they see their companions get murdered or kidnapped or raped. So then they come over, and
they can't tell anyone.
They can't tell.
I mean, forget the shame. They can't tell because they'll be deported.
Yeah.
Boy.
Of course, we don't deport.
Well,
us behavioral health don't deport.
Yeah. No, because in order to overcome the trauma, you have to actually visit it, you know, with somebody. And so, you know, we have these very effective treatments for specific trauma. So, like, if you have seen somebody getting murdered or if you have been raped, treatment like EMDR, eye movement desensitization, can be very effective to sort of lay that memory to rest, to help people to say, yes, it happened to me, but it happened to me last year. It's not happening now. So once people can actually own their trauma, help is on the way. But as long as you cannot disclose it or allow yourself to feel it, your stress hormones keep pumping out because your body feels in danger.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.